34, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. I'm going to do something for you today.
All right.
I'm going to put my life on the line. I'm going in that sales office, and I'm going to try that coffee in there.
You know what? It really smells good this morning.
Yeah, don't let that deceive you.
It smells like this nice, caramely, rich vanilla blend. I didn't taste it, mind you.
I'm going to go in and try it. I'm going to try one.
I know better, but it does smell good.
If I'm not back in 15 minutes, then you...
send for help. Do you believe we have snow out there? I mean, I don't know why it surprises me. I get up, I go to let the dog out, and I look, and I go, oh.
They told us it was coming.
I know.
Mostly cloudy, 70% chance of lake effect snow, and 1 to 2 inches a possibility, and, locally higher under any one band. I mean, I think north could get more, and the high will be 32, and right now it's 28 degrees. You ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I know Steve's ready. He's on vacation, so.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:16. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. I know we've had this conversation before, but your dog was not allowed on the furniture, correct?
Let's just go with
it's a loaded question.
No, the general rule was no.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Same at our house. I mean, if we put a big movie or a movie, we'll put a big blanket on the couch and let him get up there.
But generally, no.
Yeah. Same here. Except the bed. I do let them up on the bed just to, curl up with me sometimes.
Okay.
But
that's your
cool,
choice.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool movement at an animal shelter in Illinois. The homeless dogs there are waiting for their forever homes in these overstuffed armchairs donated by the community. So a dog named Buster Brown actually inspired this whole thing. He gave an old chair a second life and purpose because he just refused to go into a kennel, and he insisted on sharing the staff's desk chairs, which were too small for him to sit in. So, they just happened to contact an old plumbing company that they were getting rid of their furniture, and Buster got his own armchair. Well, Buster loved it so much that they thought, you know what? There's something to this, making it feel like home for these shelter pets.
I can see that.
I can too. And so they reached out to the community for old armchair donations and put some video on their Facebook page. And man, the community came through in a huge way. And now all of the pets at this shelter have their own armchair with a blanket on it. And they're all curled up like, this is the stuff.
I'm telling you what. There's strength in numbers, isn't there?
There is.
They stick
absolutely
together, they get what they want, I'll tell you.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
It's 6:50, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, last night on American Idol, Judge Katy Perry suffered a major wardrobe malfunction.
Well,
it was this very awkward moment. What happened was Michelle Sussett, a Venezuelan dancing queen and a self-described showwoman, asked the judges to, hey, get out of your seats and dance with me. So at one moment, Katy fell to the ground and she had this short, sparkly dress on. It slipped up, and she was trying to get up and she was in these stiletto heels that kept slipping. So then she couldn't even get up. So the producers had to do some blurring. Surprisingly. Exactly. And the other judges were trying to help her. And it was a funny moment. They all handled it well. But surprisingly, Michelle was given a golden ticket to Hollywood for her strange performance. Amy Schumer just got married, her new husband, Chris Fisher. she didn't take his last name, and she shared the story. Really funny story, by the way. The comedian says her dad asked her, "Are you still Amy Schumer, or are you Amy Fisher now?"
Yeah.
Well, do you remember who Amy Fisher is? There's a famous Amy Fisher.
And she didn't want to be confused with...
Right.
I forgot.
So she said, "I'm not Amy Fisher. Do you remember, Dad, who Amy Fisher is?" Mm-hmm. "The Long Island Lolita." Yep, not me. I'm keeping my last name. So Amy Fisher was a high school student who shot her lover's wife in New York back in 1992.
Yeah. Okay, right, yeah.
And since being released, she starred in some adult films.
Yeah.
Well, Khloe Kardashian is getting ready to be a first-time mom and registered for more than $90,000 worth of baby stuff. A $10,000 crib.
I don't know. Is that going to be enough?
Oh, a $365 Versace baby blanket.
Mm-hmm.
A $600 diaper bag. And a kid's leather jacket worth $1,450.
My luggage is not even $600.
I know, right? Man. Khloe is expecting her first child, a baby girl, with boyfriend and Cleveland Cavaliers star Tristan Thompson. You know, yeah. We were talking about this one yesterday. Tori Spelling and some of the problems she's had the last couple weeks. She recently issued a cryptic message on Instagram that, you know, really sort of appeared to address the fact that she's been visited by police 3 times in just 9 days.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah. It says, "I'm strong. I'm amazing. I'm beautiful. I'm wonderful. I'm worthy. I'm loved. I'm brave. I'm sweet. I'm happy. I'm me." All right, I'm not sure how that indicates that she's been visited by police, but...
I don't either. See, I'm
That's what the tabloids are saying.
That's way over my head. Yeah, I'm not even going to try to
just
even
the messenger.
Understand that. Okay.
Exactly. Well, Spelling, her husband Dean McDermott and their 5 kids were escorted by police out of an L.A. restaurant last Friday. Police were first called to the family's home on March 1st after someone called 911 to report a verbal dispute, and then on Sunday... McDermott called 911 to request someone check on his wife's well-being. Doesn't sound good.
That's not good.
Well, on Monday, a Virginia judge declined a motion to dismiss a charge of cocaine possession against Rose McGowan. The actress's lawyers had suggested that those drugs were planted by, are you ready for it, agents hired by Harvey Weinstein to try to discredit her for making sexual assault allegations against him.
Mm-hmm.
McGowan was charged last January after authorities discovered cocaine in a wallet that she left behind on a flight. The judge refused to dismiss the charge and said the issues could be presented at an upcoming hearing on March 21st.
Now, I guess that doesn't sound that far-fetched. I guess that could...
No, it's true. It's true.
You're gonna
it's
have
true.
To prove it.
Well, Katie Couric is asked what she would say to former Today co-anchor Matt Lauer if she ran into him now.
Yeah.
She says she hopes he's trying to figure out and understand his behavior and why he did it and why it was so wrong. That was the talk at The Wrap's Power Women's Breakfast on Sunday. Couric also says she believes she was never mistreated by Lauer during their 15 years of working together because she was in a position of power similar to his.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You ready for the birthday game?
Well, do I have a choice?
No, you don't have a choice. Harry Melling.
40.
29.
And he is?
Dudley Dursley in the Harry Potter films.
Yeah. Okay. I know a lot about that.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can go just to have no idea who anybody is. Let's see. That's my goal.
All right. Okay, well, we're good. We'll do that. Then let's do William H. Macy.
Oh, I know that one.
You do?
Yeah, that's 60. 60.
68.
Okay, I know who William H. Macy is.
And Danny Masterson.
40.
42. You know who that is too, right?
No.
I love when you get that close and you don't know who it is. He was Stephen Hyde in that 70s show.
Oh.
He was also in The Ranch. Okay,
good guess.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
Oh, we have a good question for her today. Siri, why do grandparents spoil the grandkids so much?
Geez, you know nothing about
that. There are a couple reasons that grandparents love spoiling their grandkids way more than they spoiled you while they were raising you.
Yeah.
First of all, it is fun for them. They don't have to deal with any of the consequences of their actions, so they can just swoop in and have a bunch of fun with them, and then leave you to have to deal with the mess. Next, it is basically a form of revenge for them. They can force you to be the bad guy and show you what it was like for them while they were raising you and you were being a wild monster to them. It is a vicious cycle, because someday you will torture your own kids when they have kids.
Oh my gosh. She sure has a vast array of knowledge, doesn't she? Yes,
want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to Siri at sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5. Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Okay. You want to go first?
I will go first.
Okay.
You know, this is something I feel like we could all use. You know, you buy a shower curtain liner and, you know, you buy a new one and it feels, and I'm sure months go by, but it feels like it's 2 weeks and it's mildewy. Even if you, I mean, I've washed them in the washer, take them down, wash them, you know, but it just still feels like they don't last very long.
Yeah.
I found a life hack that says wash your shower curtain with salt when you first buy it before you put it up and it will never mold.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, you know, never might be a strong word, but.
That is a strong
Even if it lasts a lot longer, that would be awesome.
Sure. Okay. Next one. Yeah, I haven't changed mine in about 15 years. I think I'm about ready to do it.
You haven't changed your shower curtain in 15 years?
It's been a little while.
Well, maybe you're buying a better brand or something because I can never
go. It's not moldy.
Go.
I mean, I
buy the ones that are literally mildew proof.
Yeah.
They say it will, you know, okay. And it still happens.
Well, a new one, I'll do it in salt and see what happens. Now, speaking of purchasing things, okay. If you're buying headphones and you want, you know, just make sure you're getting the right ones because you're these are the headphones you're going to be using for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give them the ultimate test. You want to put something in there, a song that has the complete set of highs and lows in instruments and vocals. That way
you get
the full-blown, the best song to practice to get your headphones worked out is Bohemian Rhapsody. If it can do that song, then you're pretty much, you got a good set of headphones.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Is this the real life? Okay, I don't know. Sunny 101.5, 7:55, and time for Go Figure.
Here's Jack.
And here's Jack, yes. This is bizarre. Well, they all are bizarre. It's a Go Figure. Authorities in Colorado are looking for a man suspected of stealing a snow cat. This giant thing with giant wheels on it.
A plow?
Kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
A snow cat. But
kind of hard to get away with that, isn't it?
Yeah. Plus the fact, not the size of it just alone draws attention to it, but it's also decked out to look like the General Lee, the famous car from Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, my gosh.
So you got all that going for it, and it still gets stolen. Co-owner John Brandenburg says the large treaded snow vehicle was on a trailer outside a Minturn restaurant when someone hitched it up and drove away sometime Sunday. He immediately took it to social media and he received several responses from people who said, "Hey, I saw that thing heading down Interstate 7.
Oh my gosh. It's kind of hard to miss it, you know.
Yeah. So Brandenburg says the thief covered the snow cat in tarps, but the decal on the side door was still visible. So KCNC-TV in Denver reports the snow cat was tracked into a garage in the Grand Junction area. A SWAT team was deployed. Now you got the SWAT team involved, but the suspect managed to get away. So I was just confused how the guy could get away from that. So I actually got to one of the local authorities first of all, did you let that happen? He got away. How could that happen?
I had night duty. this one night, and I was having some coffee. Mm-hmm. And so I get this anonymous phone call about a flying saucer. Mm-hmm. Naturally, I just thought it was some old drunk. Okay. You know?
Join in here. True stories about real people being really stupid.
Sunny 101.5, who's this?
This is Trish.
All right, Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Come on down. Hi. You're the next contestant.
The Wheel of Meat.
Is she excited about the Wheel of Meat? Okay, now let me tell you what's on the wheel. If you pick...
Oh, I already know what I want. You ain't got to tell me.
All right,
I've
what?
I've been trying to call for months.
What do you...
It's all about the kibbles next. I want the kipper snacks.
Okay. All right. Trish is picking the kipper snacks.
All right.
You're going to win something regardless, but if you land on that, you'll get two coupons. Now, as far as the side bets go, Tracy's picking what?
I was picking caviar.
Caviar. I picked Spam, but I noticed that Steve posted that he picked Spam, so I'll take another one. I'll take crab meat.
Okay.
All right. And
nobody's going to put all their money on the little fishies.
All right. No one's betting on the little fishies except you. All right?
Okay. So,
all right.
All right, here we go. Come on. There it goes.
Big money.
Come on. Big money. No whammies.
No whammies.
Okay, it's landing on... Tracy, what is it?
Spam.
It's on Spam.
Oh, the canned Spam.
You know what that means.
What's that mean?
We owe Steve coffee.
Are you serious?
See, he took my Spam. See, I went on couch. Hold on one second, okay, Trish? By the way, you just won a can of Spam from Martin Supermarkets. But however, I went on couch chat this morning, and I picked Spam.
Right.
I should have stuck with it, and then I was just being a nice guy. I saw he posted on his way on a vacation that
right.
he picked Spam. And so I bowed out, and now I owe him coffee.
You need to stick to your guns.
That's not fair.
I saw that on Facebook that the little girl said, go with the Spam. Well, you got to listen to the kids, man. You got to listen to the kids.
That's right.
And it's Terminator 2.
Well, you are a great contestant.
You are.
I would love to see you on The Price is Right. Man, could you imagine that? She's just one heck of a contestant.
I know. Love her. She was so enthusiastic.
You enjoy your Spam. It's on the way. We're mailing the coupon to you when you take it to Martin's Supermarkets. It's 8:23.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
And coming up tomorrow, it's Wednesday, right? On the Jack, Steve, and Tracy
yes,
show.
It is.
And we're going to share a birthday call with you. Someone's got a birthday out there. Mm-hmm. I just know it.